Merry Christmas. Today we celebrate the feast of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary and Joseph, which is also the second Sunday of the octave of Christmas. And we do this for a good reason. The church wants to make it clear to us that the Son of God not only assumed a human body, but also entered into every aspect of human existence, especially family life. Jesus spent 30 years, or 90% of his earthly life, in family life before his public ministry started. Jesus could have come down from heaven as a full-blown adult ready to save the world. Why would God the Father send his only Son down to earth in the form of a helpless baby? He wanted Jesus to fully experience and participate in the life of the family, with all its peaks and valleys. Our Lord did this in order to sanctify our families, to make family life a path to holiness, to show us what family life should look like. Jesus brought holiness to the family of Joseph and Mary 2,000 years ago, and he wants to give us the same gift of grace this Christmas. The Feast of the Holy Family is not just about the Holy Family. It's about our own families, too. Our family life becomes sanctified when we live the life of the church within our homes. The best way to do this is by making Christ and his church the center of our family and our individual lives. In our second reading today, St. Paul tells us about what this should look like. It should be full of heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, forgiving one another as the Lord has forgiven you. Put on love, which is the bond of perfection. Be peaceful, thankful, and let the word of Christ dwell in you. Do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. This is what it was like to live day in and day out in the household of Saint Joseph. Their home would have certainly been a sacred place, a dwelling of true peace and unity. We don't find much information on the life of the Holy Family in Scripture, but the details that we do have can be quite revealing. The Holy Family was not exempt from the hardships, pains, and challenges of this world. For example, Mary and Joseph underwent a public scandal of a difficult-to-explain pregnancy. This was then followed by a 75-mile journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem on the back of a donkey, all while Mary was 9 months pregnant, only to deliver the Christ child in a cold, dusty, and smelly stable. In today's gospel, we see that Simeon reveals to Mary that she would suffer greatly because of Jesus. Soon after, they would be forced to leave everything, their possessions, job, and family, to flee for their lives to a foreign country, Egypt. We are also told that Mary and Joseph frantically searched for Jesus in Jerusalem for 3 days during the busiest time of the year, Passover. Jesus and Mary also mourn the death of Joseph. Above all, the sufferings of Jesus' passion and death on the cross for our sake. Through these known events and many more that are undocumented, we can trust that the Holy Family also knows what it is like to struggle and suffer here on earth. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, the Holy Family, know exactly what we are going through because they experience family life here on earth. This is significant because it reveals God's love for family life. The Father allowed his divine Son to live this life, and as a result, elevated family life to a place within the Trinity. The example of the Holy Family reveals to us that every family is invited to share in God's divine love. We are called to encounter ordinary daily life with grace and virtue. The family is the domestic church, the building block of the church, the way in which we are to first come to know, love, and serve God. We are made holy because of our everyday challenges of family life, and not in spite of those challenges. I'm going to say that again. We are made holy because of the everyday challenges of family life, and not in spite of those challenges. But just like Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, we must surrender our lives, our marriages, and our families to the will of God. Saint Joseph surrendered his entire life and potentially his good reputation when he obeyed God's will and took Mary and Jesus into his life. The Blessed Virgin Mary showed us what total submission to God's will looks like when she responded to the angel Gabriel, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Christ showed us his complete surrender to God the Father through his passion, death, and resurrection. To be a holy family, we must strive to invite the Holy Spirit into our lives in order to transform our family into a holy family. But we cannot do this on our own. Holiness is a gift from God. The holy family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph conquered their struggles through their love for God and their obedience to his will. This must be the primary concern of our families as well. None of our families are perfect families. The good news today is that through Christ's incarnation and his participation in the Holy Family, all of our families can be holy families. Reflect today upon your own family life. Some families are strong in virtue. Some struggle with basic communication. Some are faithful day in and day out. Some are broken and deeply wounded. Some are faithful, some are deeply wounded. No matter the case, know that God wants to enter more deeply into your family life, just as it is right here and now. He wants to heal any wounds and forgive any sins. Like the angel Gabriel told Mary, nothing is impossible with God. God desires to give us the same strength and virtues he gave to Mary and Joseph to transform our families so that we might live as the Holy Family lived, in peace and unity through love. Holy Family Sunday reminds us of the important role of families in raising up Christian souls, both young and old, preparing all of us to one day live with Christ forever. Let us pray that families today continue to nourish and foster virtue and Christian values. Marriage is a vocation, and there is nothing more important for parents than to be holy fathers and holy mothers. Therefore, let us look to the Holy Family, to Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, that they might help our families to fulfill our call to be Christian families, to continue to grow in holiness and enable us to become what we are called to be, saints, destined to live in God's family for all of eternity. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.